Okay. As always, the Torah should be the Inish Master of Geshem and Nervari. This week is Parshas Shemini and Parshas Parah, which rarely come together. And let's see what we managed to get through. A fascinating Parsha of the Shemini and Amiluim, intrinsically connected to Chodesh Nisan. Bayoim HaShemini was on the 8th day of Miluim, which happened to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And one of the 10 crowns that that day is crowned with is the fact that it is the day upon which the Mishkan was inaugurated. After being set up and dismantled for 7 days, one after the other by Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu being a Kohen, now Aaron HaKohen and his children are installed into office as the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim, and they take over. And on this day of inauguration, there's a whole set of korbanos that Aaron and his family needed to bring, and that Klal Yisrael needed to bring. Because after all, the Mishkan here was primarily, as far as Klal Yisrael were concerned, to show them that the kapara had been given to them for the Chet HaEgel. And in order for the Shekhinah, therefore, to come down and reside in the Mishkan, and give edus and testimony to the fact that Klal Yisrael Taka had done tshuva, and that the Shekhinah was returning to be b'soich kol echad ve'echad, there was a requirement of bringing korbanos, there was a requirement of tefillah on behalf of Klal Yisrael by Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, and a bracha which they benched them. And the Torah lists out exactly what was brought. And it's very poignant. The Zohar HaKadosh points out, Vayomer el Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron HaKohen, kach lecho egel ben bokor. This is to be mechaper for the chet egel. So one of the things you're going to bring is an egel. And what are you bringing for as a chatos? And an ayil as an oila. Whereas for Klal Yisrael, interestingly enough, in the next pasuk it says, "Vel pnei Yisrael tadaber leimor." What do they take for a chatos? Not an egel. Kuchus ir izim lechatos. The egel, mechavas pnei Yisrael tamimu leoila. And so therefore, there's obviously something being pointed out over here. Why is it that Aaron HaKohen, for his personal chatos, does bring an egel? And Klal Yisrael bring the egel, but only bring it as an oil. At the end of the day, the egel is to be mechaber for the chet egel. In which case, we should really be bringing an egel achatos for both of them. So the Chasam Sofer, Al Derech HaPshat, says a beautiful, beautiful hesbah. He says, Aaron HaKohen, when he did the chet egel, there's always, in every chet that a person does, there's two chalokim. There's the Maisa and there's the Machshava. When Aaron HaKohen did the chet by the chet ha'egel for what he was culpable for, it was only the action. The action of actually putting all the gold and gathering it together and making a fire and throwing it in, it was that action. But his motive, his machshava, was on the contrary. He was trying to defer Klal Yisrael, impede them from being able to get to the Avodah Zarah. So in machshava, he had a reina machshava. For that, he doesn't need a kapara at all. He only needs a kapara for the maisa. And the truth is that every time a person does a chet b'shoigeg, for which one brings a chatos when the mezid is a koris, the shoigeg means that I thought this action was okay. I thought this action wasn't also to be done. And therefore, what I've done incorrectly is the action. But my machshava wasn't to do that well, otherwise it would be a mezid. So therefore, for Aaron HaKohen, it's appropriate for him to bring us his chatos, which is always a korban that says, I did an incorrect action, even though my machshava wasn't incorrect. So it's appropriate for Aaron HaKohen. His machshava wasn't to do the Chet HaEgel, to do Avodah Zarah. His machshava was to defer Klal Yisrael. The action was incorrect. For that you bring an Egel Lachatos. Klal Yisrael, however, they didn't do any action. The action was done by Aaron HaKohen. And in fact, the whole Maisa, Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that they did this action. The Lochotu v'Maisa, ki lehoyu Yisrael ru'uyim lo'isa Maisa ki'im lohiris tshuva ledoiris. That the whole action was to show that tshuva can be done with Doris. What was wrong? What did Klal Yisrael do wrong? They had the wrong machshava. They didn't have the machshava in order to show Doris that they were going to be able to do tshuva. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had that machshava that should happen. But they were chotu b'machshava, not b'maisa. For a chit b'machshava, we bring a korban oila. One of the things that a korban oila is machaper for is machshava zar, or machshava to do a chit. And therefore, for Klal Yisrael, the appropriate korban for their egel is to be brought as an oila. Because there, it wasn't their action, it was the machshava that was incorrect. For Aaron HaKohen, it wasn't the machshava, it was the action. And therefore, each one brings it as the relevant korban. Klal Yisrael brings it as an oila, and Aaron HaKohen brings it as a chatos.
chasam sofer.
Yeah, the chasam sofer. Yeah. Later on in the parasha, we have in Perek Yud Aleph a very famous perek, which I imagine that's going to be most of what certainly children who come home from school with information about the parasha will bring information about Parshas Parah, about the beginning, about the inauguration of the Mishkan, and about which animals, birds, and fish are kosher and are not. And as we know, the Torah lists out always for us by animals and by fish, the simonim as well as the animals which are kosher or not. And by birds, it just tells us which ones are not kosher. It doesn't give us any simonim. For that, the Torah gives us simonim, the Gemara gives us simonim, the Gemara in the third parak of Chulin tells us the simonim tara or simonim tumah of a bird. And there's a lot to be learnt. The Mefarshim speak a lot about what we can learn and the lessons we can learn from the animals that the Torah wants us to eat, or the animals that the Torah doesn't want us to eat, and from the simonim of the animals that are simoni taro and simoni tumim. As we know, the certain animals that their tchuna, their trait, their character traits, are of achzorius, are of selfishness, and we then ingest that, and that becomes part of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to avoid that, and on the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to remain with a certain edelkeit. So just to point out a few of what these things are. So we know the simoni tara of an animal is that it has to have completely split hooves and it's got to chew the cud. The Torah tells us about the birds, lists out which ones are kosher, which ones are not kosher, and we can infer from that the ones that it doesn't list out are the ones that are kosher. And by fish, we know it has to have fins and scales. That's very handy, lemaisa, a person, a yid, who finds himself in a far-flung place in the world. So to find geshochten of a fish is going to be difficult. Yeah, where am I going to find it if I'm moving somewhere? To find a chaya or a behemoth, so what I need to do is I go to a local, go down to a river or a lake or the sea and fish and find something with fins and scales. And I've got what to eat. And that's simply there made for us to find the bird and how to shecht it, find the animal and how to shecht it. One can always find fish that one is able to eat. One of the birds that we're not allowed to eat is called the chasido. The Gemara tells us famously, this chasida, Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, says, Lomo Nikra Shema Chasida, why is it called a chasida? So it says, because, Sha'oisa Chasidus Im Chavrei Seho. When it sees an area in the water where it spots that there are fish, there's food, it calls all its chavre, and they all come and they converge on that place, and they're able to eat from it. And hence it's called a chasida. Why are we not allowed to eat it? Say the Mefarshim, because it's only Das Chesed Im Chavrei Seho, not with anyone else. But the Torah still calls it a chasida. Vice to vice that, even though it doesn't do chesed with others, it still gets a name of a balas chesed, because it does chesed at least with itself. Charity does begin at home, and therefore that's considered a chasida. It may not be what the Eibishter, the Shpitz, or what the Eibishter wants us to be. We should be mischased with everyone, but it's still called a chasida. That is still relevant. And it's pointed out by Tosis. Tosis in Bob Matiyah and Daf Mem Amud Aleph asks, he said, the Yerushalmi says that achborim, rats or mice, they're called achbere reshie. Achborim are reshoim. So the Gemara says why? Because when they see, the Rishami says, when they see a stockpile of grain, they call along their chevra and they all go into the storehouse and they eat it up. In fact, I don't understand. The chasida, when it calls its chevra to go and eat, it's called a chasida, it's called a mischasid. And when an achbar calls its chevra to go and eat, it's called a rosha. My high. So the Mefarshim is saying, because there's a big difference, when the chasida calls its chevra to go and eat, it's eating from hefka. It's not doing chesed on Yanim's cheshbon. When the achbar calls its chevra to eat, it's on the balabais' cheshbon. There's no excuse for chesed. Chesed on Yanim's cheshbon doesn't work. Hence, they couldn't forget, that's why they call taka achbari rashi, they call taka rashoi. Another one of the birds that we're told is an oif tome, it's called a ro'o. Chazal tell us that, why is it called a ro? The Rashi brings it, zu ayo, it's the same as an ayo, a ro is an ayo. Why is it called a ro? Here it's called an ayo, in Parashat A, it's called a ro. So the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Chulin, that Gemara in Chulin says, why is it called a ro? Shiroi o biyoser. It can see tremendous distances. Tana, says the Gemara, says the Tana, oimedes bebovel, veroi o nevela beretz Yisroel. It can be in Bovel, and it's got an ability to see a Nevela all the way in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Zalman Sarotskin, says, that's a Simon Tumah. It describes, what does it see? It sees a Nevela in Eretz Yisrael. It can't see something kosher in Eretz Yisrael. It sees the Shvachkeit in Eretz Yisrael. It sees something that's derogatory in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Simon Tumah. And therefore that's one of the things that we're not allowed to eat. There's also, they bring down one of the Simone Tara of a Behema and a Chayo, is that it's Mafreses Parso and it's Ma'ale Gero. Ma'ale Gero, we said in Parashas Kisiso, that Esrim Gero HaShekel. Gero refers to also, it's a word that's used here for cub, but it's also a word that's used and related to that it's used for money. So a Simon Tara is that an animal is Ma'ale Gero. It brings up the Gero. In the same way that it's a Simon, a hint to us that we should be Ma'ale Gero, that we should give from our money, we should give that to tzedakah. And mafris paraso, they say that's to be poiris from your bread, like we say a paraso, kedei achilas pras. So mafris paraso, paraso should give from their bread to people who don't have, that's a simon taro. Mafris paraso l'adol. So on the one end, one is ma'ale gero, one is ma'ale gero l'oni, one is noisin matan l'oni, and it's also mafris paraso, he's poiris minachme l'adol. So I saw, bring down, there was a yid who, Erev Pesach, a nitzar, who was going, was knocking on the doors, he came to a particular Osha's house. The fellow said to him, I'm sorry, I'm using my mitzvah, potman, I'm mitzvah. He says, what mitzvah are you busy with? She says, I'm checking the pockets of my coat. So he goes, no, you don't have to. She says, what do you mean? He says, it's a mefurash halacha. You gotta, he says, no, the halacha is, you gotta check in your pockets, actually, yodei magas. Your hand doesn't even reach into your pocket to help out an oni. Maybe you don't need to do that at all. Another one of the reasons for the Simon Tara being Ma'ale Gero, that an animal chews the cud, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, he says, the Simon Tara, it shows that it's not an atzlin. By nature, it's always working. And on the contrary, it's able to do the same thing again and again and again. That's a Simon of someone who's not an atzlin. An atzlin either needs to do something different, or possibly just can't do something a second time. So we see that, famously, they used to say the Vilna Gaon, someone who wanted to become a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, the first thing he would say to them, they came, and he told them to learn a certain sugya. They came back to learn it again. And learn it again, and learn it again, and learn it again. And that to show there that Cheshkas HaTorah and take away this Atzlus from them, and so the Reb Chaim Volozhiner once said to him that when he came to learn, he said, I've learned to say the Moed 17 times, but I don't yet feel that I've got a kinyan on it. So the Vilna Gaon said to him, you think 17 times is enough to say the Moed? So he said, so how many? He said, there's no Shia. He said, the whole time, you just got to be Chazrin, you got to be Chazrin, you got to be Chazrin. And it never stopped. They bring down a story from someone who's called, story is about who he was. The Vot is about the simonim of a fish. Someone named David Tevely. He came from a little town called Tevely. It was a Russian town. And he was one of the Gedolim of his time. He lived 180, 170 years ago. And in that Kufa, there was a gzera that was made against a village somewhere or a town in one of the Russian towns. And they knew they had to go and retreat on their, someone to get entreat on their behalf with the whoever it was who was residing in probably the Tsar in those days, was residing in St. Petersburg. They needed to find someone to go for them. And they chose the Dayan of that town. They made a girl, the Dayan of that town had to go. And on his way, he went in to get a bracha from Reb David Tevely. Reb David told him that you should know what you're doing is begeder atzolas nefashos and it's doicha Shabbos. So you've got to get to this place. There was a yid there called Reb Zalman HaGadol. And he's going to help you out, this Askin there in St. Petersburg. And he went, in fact, he had to travel on Shabbos. He arrived on Shabbos, he went into shul, he told him, I have a message from Rav David Tevely, who's one of the Gedolei Ador, that you've got to help us out, and it's Doicha Shabbos. So Shetzich Rav Zalman took off his talis, and he went from place to place, and he office to office, and minister to minister, until eventually he managed to arrange some sort of bitul agzera for these people. We had terrible agmas nefesh. He said, you know, these people always know, they ask me for favors, the goyim, and they know Shabbos is non-negotiable. And just now they've seen that for a yid, Shabbos is negotiable. And he had a terrible agmas nefesh from it. So the dayan, on his way back, he went past with David Tevely, and he went back to thank him and say, shkoyach, that it's tough to work. But we told him, this grosser askin, Reb Zalman, he feels terrible agmas nefesh. So David Tevely sat down and penned him a letter. And in the letter he wrote to him, Shkoyach for your askonos, and you should know the source of Debaishdein. And they say about you that you are the grosser of Zalman. So it's takazo. He says, because now it's, I see it's taka true. The Gemara says you've got to be Machal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, and you've taka done that. says, and I heard that you have agmas nefesh about the fact that you have to be mechal Shabbos. So he says, I'm prepared to make a deal with you. I'm prepared to give you the schus of every single Shabbos in my life that I've kept till now in return for the schus of that Shabbos that you are mechal leman atzalas nefashos. That's Rav David Hevli. So he says, I wrote a sefer called Nefesh David. It's written then, brings down from the Raya Mehemna a tremendous thing. He says, Amei ha'aretz are nimshal to a behema. Nimshal to a behema. Tamidei chachamim are nimshalu ledogim. Because they swim inside the water, inside the mei hadas of Torah, the entire time. And he says, the fish, therefore, are representing the Talmid Chacham, which swims inside the water of Torah. And the Talmid Chacham has to have these two qualities, a snapir and a kaskeses. And we know from other Mepharshim as well, that words that are related phonetically, that sound the same in Lashon HaKodesh, also have a relationship to the other word. So he said, snapir, even though it's not spelt like this way, but it's soine pe'er, hates covered. A Talmud Chacham has to hate covered, must shun away from any covered. And also, he has to have kaskeses, he's got to be mechase, he must kois, lechase, he's got to hide what he does. Ba'atzmei aleches. That's the definition of what the Torah wants from a Talmud Chacham. Soine pe'er, he has to hate covered, and it's got to be mechaskeses, he's got to hide what he does, and keep it under wraps. Rav Shach used to say, there's a story in the Gemara in Brachos, right at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, Daf Hey, that Rabbi Elazar became ill and Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him. And when Rabbi Yochanan came in, he saw that Rabbi Elazar was in a completely dark room. So he rolled up his sleeve, you know that Rabbi Yochanan was Mishapir at Yerushalayim, and a light shone across the whole house. So the Shach, the Hidigah Shach asked, I don't understand, if Rabbi Yochanan's skin, when he rolled up his sleeve, shone, why did it not shine as soon as he walked in from his face? So Shach said, because the shine comes from what's hidden. Is that what's begolui is begolui. The shine comes from what's hidden. And it's more than that. A person, you know, Shach used to say, a person will come to Shemayim after 120, and if they took covered for all the Maasim Tovim that they did, that would become like getting in his day, like getting onto the old Israeli bus tickets, which they used to punch a hole in. As he took it, it's like coming on a kartisia where the hole's punched already. Because the covered one covered is also ruchni stickers up. There's nothing tangible about it. It's like taking a part of my olam haba already and having it in this world. So one has to be bereach from that cover because one doesn't want to get one of my olam haba in this world. And that's important. That's a simon Torah that's learned. Tamid chachomim or nimshel ledogim have to be those who shun away from covered and hide their masim tovim. So I've got to share with you an amazing Chassam Sofer. You got to hold cop with this. This is a cracking set of gematrios. So here we go. Right at the end of the parasha, when it's finished telling us about all the simone tumme tara, animals that you can eat, animals that you can't eat, so the parasha finishes off like this. Lehavdil. This was all to tell us how to make a distinction between atome and between atoy. So the Chassam Sofer b'derech drush. Lahavdil, this makes a distinction between atomia and atoy, between umus ha'olam and klal yisrael. Ubein hachaya is referring to klal yisrael, chayim kulchem ayoyim. In klal yisrael, there's also nafgaminas. There's a chaya ha'ne'echeles and a chaya ha'shaloy se'ochel. So the Chassam Sofer, there's two types of people. A chaya ha'ne'echeles is the person who learns Torah and then gives to eat of his Torah to others, allows his Torah to be eaten by others. He's a chayo, he's a yid who's living Torah, and he's ne'acheles, he allows that Torah to be eaten by others. Ubein ha'chayo asher lo yiseh ochel, that's a yid who's learned Torah but doesn't share it with others. Not mashpia on anyone else, doesn't let anyone else share in that Torah. It reminds me, I saw an amazing shtickle of Reb Elia on the Mishnah in Ovis, which normally we learn the Mishnah in Ovis to mean, where it says, im lamadata Torah harbeh, al tachzik tov la'atzmecha. I always understood that's talking to people who've learned Torah harbe. It doesn't apply to me, that Mishnah. Someone who's learned Torah harbe shouldn't be machzik tov la'atzmecha. That's what he's created for. So okay, that's speaking to him, it's not talking to the rest of us. Rabbi Eli says it's talking to every yid. And he said, you learn it like this. If you've been zoicha to learn any amount of Torah, zoltivisin harbe, you are zoicha to an unbelievable schus. The Ibish has allowed you to learn Torah. Even one word. And al tachzik tov la'atzmecha, don't hold on to that tremendous tovah just for yourself. Share it with others. Ki lekach noitzarta. That's what we've been created for. To enjoy Torah, to learn Torah, and then to share it with other people. Because that's the difference. He says, we can find there's nafshminas in Kali Yisrael. There's people who are ne'echeles, They learn Torah, you hear a good vort, share it with someone else. Let other people enjoy it. That's what we're meant to be doing. We're meant to be mefaris and words of Torah. And not to be a chayah shalosa achil. In the last Mishnah in Shas, Rabbeinu HaKadosh teaches us, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shai olamos. The Eibush is going to give l'osid lovei to every single tzadik 310 olamos, 310 ruchnistika worlds. Shenemar lahanchil oyhavai yesh v'oitzroisehem amalei. And then the Mishnah finishes off by telling us that lo motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocha ela ha'shorim. The Eibush only found one kli machzik brocha and that's shorim. Shenema Hashem oiz la'amo yitein. The Eibush gave us Torah. Torah without a receptacle, how are we going to hold on to it? Hashem yavarech it's amin v'shorim, and therefore we have the kli machzik brocha. Says the Chassam Sofer that the Tosfos Yom Tov tells us that which it says osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil l'chol tzadik v'tzadik Shai Olamos. First of all, he could say, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil l'chol tzadik, Shai Olamos. Also called tzadik v'tzadik. So besides that, the Tosfos Yom Tov tells us that a man is zoicha to 310 Olamos, and his wife is zoicha to also 310 Olamos, because noshim b'may zochion, al demintinu, de gavrayu, le b'nosayu, and therefore they are zoicha in the Torah of, and they're zoicha in the 310 Olamos as well, accumulating to a total of 620 olamos. Like the Zohar Kodesh says, that they are keser, kikimatria keser. They're keser olamos. And that's why there's 620 osius in Aseres Hadibros. Because of the 620 ruchniyistik olamos that a person can be zoicha to, him and his wife, through Torah. And he brings down from his Zeda that vo'itzroisehem amale, that's the, also like the Zohar Kodesh, tzadik v'tzadik, Shai Olamish Shenemar Lahanchil Oyhava Yesh to the men. For Oitzroisehem, as we know, the Torah says that a woman is doing with Oitzar in the way that her body is shaped, and that Oitzroisehem Amale, and that she'll also be Zoicha to these 310 Olamis. Says the Chassam Sofer Kedarkai, the Uktim, as he writes it, which is written Ayin Kuf Tzadik Yud Mem, so Ayin with a Shuruk, Kuf Tzadik Yud Mem, is Gematria 310, Shai Olamis. Brochus, Beis Reish Chof Sof, is the osius of Bekeser. As soon as a person finishes Torah, we want to finish Uktim, which is Gematria Shai, you want to be Zohar to the Shai Olamos, it's in one way. Start again, and share it with other people. That's with Bekeser. And that's why he finishes with Uktim, and he starts again with Keser.
Uktim is what?
Aleph Uktim, he writes it. Aleph Kuf Tzadik Yud Mem.
It's Gematria what?
It's Gematria 310. And Brochus Beish Reish Chof Sof is like Bekeser. So the Gematria together of Keser and Shai, that's those two together, is the Gematria 930, the amount of years that Adam Rishon lived. What is a person created for? I'll call Neshima,
Where's the third 310 come from?
What do you mean?
You've got Uksim, Brochus.
That's it.
And then you're on to 930.
Oh, so he says that we've got over here the Uktim and Brochus. The Brochus is Keser, and Brochus is Bekeser. So take the Keser from Brochus, and the Shai from Uktim.
Yeah.
It's the first, beginning and end of Shas.
Yeah.
And together that adds up to 930. What's 930? Torah is 930 Gematria of Koil, Hanashoma, Tahalel, Ko. How are we Mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? With words of Torah. By learning it and sharing it with other people. So that's what Adam Rishon was created for. That's why he lived 930 years. To do that. To do Koran and Shomra Tahal El Kop. That's what he was in this world for, and that's what he was created for. You know, if it was really, the Sfarim tell us, and Shomra doesn't really want to stay inside us. The Eibush puts an Shomra in us, the whole time he's pushing it and keeping it in us. It doesn't want to be here. It wants to be Mina Elyonim. That's why also we walk standing up, and all other animals walk facing down, because Be'etzin they've not got an Shomra, so they're heading down. But we're heading up, and Hashem wants to leave us the whole time. The only reason it stays there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it stay there, because we should be able to learn Torah. If we wouldn't have an Hashem, we wouldn't be able to. Kud Shabricha by Raisa, be Yisrael Chadu, and Hashem is a Chelek and a Kamimal. Without that, we can't learn Torah. So the Rabbeinu Shem the whole time is making sure the Torah stays in us. So the Chassam Sofer, how does the Rabbeinu Shem do that? By forcing it to be loaded on us. That's why we say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos Lonu Yesh Alfid Yom. Gebench is the Ibishta every day that Yamos Lonu, he loads us up with our neshama, and that brings us Yeshua Alfid Yom, because we're able to learn Torah, which gives us Yeshua Alfid Yom our whole lives. So the only way that we're able to be Zoich is to gather Ish. A man is called an Ish. You know why? Because he has 311 worlds. He has Aleph, his Olam Hazeh, and Yud Shin, his Shai, there's another 310 worlds that's saved for him after his life. Yeah, that's why he's called an Ish. We have one world of Olam Hazeh, and Yud Shin, the 310, the Shai Olam, is for Olam Haba. So how are we Zoich to that? And the truth is, a person can be Zoich, we know we can be Zoich to already have a Shaykhus to Olam Haba in this world. How? Through Limud HaTorah. But how? Because the Ibishta helps us. By doing what? Baruch Hashem, that Yom Yom Yamos Lanu, he's loading us with our neshama and keeping it in us, which enables us to learn Torah. So Ish plus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Gematria 65. Plus Ish is Gematria 311. 311 and 65 is 376. Kigematria Sholim. You know, a person has Shlemos, and the Ibishta is Yamos Lanu. Baruch Hashem, he makes that Ish with the shame of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud and loads onto him his neshama. That's what I mean. Hashem Yavarech is Amei Vashalim. The only way that we are Kli Machzik Bracha.
375 plus what?
311 ish plus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65, is 376 Gematria Shalim. And that's why the Rabbi Nachkodesh finished off by telling us Hashem Oiz La'amo Yitain over how Hashem Yavarech is Amei Vashalim. By the Ebrish of keeping our neshama in us, that's how we're able to be Zoicha, to learn Torah and to be able to continue to learn Torah. Some Sefer also says a nice remez. When the Torah tells us about the animals that we're allowed to eat and we're not allowed to eat, so it says, Davril b'nei Yisrael, this is what you're allowed to eat. And then it tells us what we're not allowed to eat. He says, when you look in Parshas Noach, and it tells us about the animals that were Tohir and were not Tohir, because Noach, Rashi tells us, learned Torah. He already knew what we were taught in Parshas Shmini. Noach already knew what we were taught here. Now, Parshas, he knew there to know what to take into the table and what not to take into the table. And when it talks there about the animals that he wasn't meant to take in the table, it says, and from the behemoth that's not toir, you should take two of each one into the table. Mikol ha-behema perek zayin pasuk beis in Bereishit. Mikol ha-behema ha-toira tikach v'chashiva shiva ish v'ishtoi. Umin ha-behema asher loy toira hi shnayim ish v'ishtoi. When you look there in the Neginus, it says, umin ha-behema asher loy, and loy is a munach, it's loy, and then tohira he goes together. When abehima asher loy tohira he, so there's a simon over here. About the means in pashtos, in behima that's not tohira, you take two. But he says, you know, you can also lay it when abehima asher loy tohira he. So I think we once quoted this, that the Ramah brings down from one of the I think it's the Sefer Aguda, one of the Rishonim, that if you want to check if an animal is a trefa before you even shecht it, how can you do a test to know whether an animal is kosher or not? Oh, very good. What do? You put your hand out, you put it in front of its head. If the animal ducks underneath, it's tohir. If it rams into, tries to push you aside, it's treif. It's brought down that they bring rice for this in Parashat Vayishlach. That's where we quoted it. So it says the Chassam Sefer, that's hints to you now, behema shaloy, a behema was haltzach from garnish. And a bichtach, when it comes to your hand, he bends down and he can make you think, a machtach, tahirah. It's a similar tara. Yeah, that's how you should, that's what we said before, but that's about a common chacham. He's meant to be a soine pe'er. A snappy is meant to hate anything which smells of pe'er, of giving him, extra kedusha. One of the other things, when we talk about the shrotzim in the parasha, in Perek Yudalef Posik Mem Beis, so it says there, kol holech al gochein, anything that walks on its, that moves on its stomach, on its abdomen, kol holech al arba, and anything that walks on 4 feet of a sheret, at kol marbeir aglaim, or anything that's got many feet, which is the Rush is like a centipede, the kol sheret al sheret al arba, it's lo yisoichem, you shouldn't eat them. The Ben Ish Chai, once again, what's this kol holech al arba? So there's a remez over here. There's a remez of this kol hilchah harava, and he to explain this, Ben Ishchai brings a story that happened with the Vilna Gaon. We lived about 100 or 200 years prior to the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai says there was a famous story with the Vilna Gaon in Vilna. He told them, "Look, if you please don't call me stum to asifas and to gatherings and that. If it's to be masakin a new takana in the city, fine, call me. But anything else, you've got enough other people, you don't need me." One time, the manhigim there was getting a bit, they were becoming a bit overloaded with schnorrers from outside. They decided they're going to make a takana that if you're not from the city, you can't collect. You only collect if you're from here. If you're not from the city, you go somewhere else, you find somewhere else, and Vilna is not your place. So they wanted to make a new takana. So they came to the guy. So they told him what the takana was about. So the guy got very upset with him. He said, "I've told you before, don't call me if you're making a new takana. This is not a new takana." So they said, "It is." He said, "It's not. This is our takana from Me'arba Arotzois." Now they had a vad Arba Arotzois there of Poland, Lithuania, and the Arba Arotzois that was. So they thought maybe that's what he meant. It's a vad of the Arba Arotzois. They went through, looked through the pinkers of the Arba Arotzois, and they couldn't find anything. They said, "No." He said, "No, I didn't mean those Arotzois. I meant Stoyma Moira Admor Tzroyim. The Arba Arotzois, yeah, that was their takana, that no one from the outside is allowed to come and collect. That's an old takana. You're calling me for this? It's not a new takana. It's an old takana." We could say, yeah, that was his musa he gave to them, that they shouldn't do it. So the Ben Ishchai says, there's a pasuk in Mishnah Perek Lamed, it says, "Tachas sholosh rogzo eretz." Because of three things, the land became angry. But tachas arba lo yisuchal tzei. So because of four things, the land couldn't hold on, couldn't bear them, couldn't carry them. So he says, the first one is talking about dor hamavu. Tachas sholosh, because of avodah zarah, gilaros, and shvichas damim, rogzo eretz, the land became angry, and a mabul came. V'sachas arba, and because of those four cities, and the gzeris and takonos they made of not allowing people from outside to come in, lo suchal says the land couldn't carry them, and Ataka flipped them over and got rid of them. So he says, that's what it means over here. Kol hoylech al arba, anyone who goes with the mahalach, of those arba arotzos, of those four cities, ad kol marbe raglaim, ad is like, and not to include, yeah, ad v'loy ad kol marbe raglaim, and anyone who doesn't want lots of feet coming into their town, so that's already a simon tuma. V'chol asher tzasher tzal haoretz, or someone who's the person who's involved in yonis shirotzis, which is all different types of acts, of profane acts, for that there's no kedusha, that we can't come near it. The Torah doesn't want us going anywhere near that. And that we have to avoid and keep away from. That's a little bit in Parsha Shmini. Let's end off with some amazing words of the Sfas Emes, where he speaks, he says here, Chazal kovu likros Parshas Poro b'soif hashana liyos kol echad bo l'tahir. The reason why we lay in Parshas Poro, which is about becoming tahir, it's laid in this week's Parsha because it's the end of the year, Schadshus of Parshas Chodesh begins a whole new year next week, and that's therefore now we learn about becoming Torah at the end of the year. Ki mesugolim ayomim halolu shanitaru kol bnei Yisrael koydem haPesach. Every year in these days, Klal Yisrael got themselves ready to be mekayim Korban Pesach. Really, they got themselves Torah. I want to be able to go to Yerushalayim. I want to be able to partake in the Korban Pesach. So I've got to prepare myself physically, emotionally, and spiritually to be able to do that. And that's what people did at this time of the year. So there's, so to speak, an energy that's being created in the world for that to happen. There's a hashpa of taro that's nisoir in our hearts from now till the end of the year, so to speak, till we get to Chodesh Nisan, to be ready. The main taro comes through Torah, like the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, gzeirahu milafonai. It's not the mace that's matame, it's the Torah that tells us what the klalim are. Like the pasuk says, Imreis Hashem, Amoreis Tahiris. The words of Hashem are words that bring us Torah. In fact, that's why the Ramchal says, we always make, when we lean from the Torah, messages that are being transmitted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us that are poignant for that time and pertinent to Klal Yisrael at that moment. On the Tanis, it's about Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get a kapara, and Klal Yisrael, that's where we lay in that. Parshas Parah is a time that's Mesugal for Hashpa Melamalo, that's a Vizarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim, that the Rebbeinu Shem should do that for us, but Ezer Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be pour on us that mehadas about which we say ushaavtem mayim besosin remainei Yeshua, that we should be zoicha to have poured on us those waters of das remainei Yeshua, so that we should see the gola, we should understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and ultimately we should have a kibbutz to him.